USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is denying any wrongdoing as House Republicans wrestle with how to respond to accusations that he incited last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In his first comments to reporters since last week, President Trump is criticizing Democrats for seeking to impeach him.
On the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger.
The House Rules Committee is debating whether to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and kick President Trump out of office. Committee Chair Jim McGovern going after GOP member Jim Jordan after he called for unity and made his objections to invoking the 25th Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two Capitol Police officers have been suspended because of their actions during the Capitol Hill riot.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Northern Idaho internet provider will be blocking Twitter and Facebook for customers who are mad at the social media site's treatment of President Trump and want it to do so. Your T1 Wi-Fi provides internet services to Northern Idaho and Spokane, Washington. The company saying in a release that they do not believe websites or social networking sites have the authority to censor what you see or post and hide information from you and your family. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, a vote is expected in the House on Wednesday to impeach President Trump. It's expected to pass as Democrats do have the majority. Regarding impeaching the president, constitutional law professor at Georgetown University, Jonathan Turley, believes we're going down a very slippery slope here when it comes to impeachment.
There are some very serious issues here. Questions about not just the basis of the impeachment, but also this idea of a snap impeachment, creating a pathway, an easy, quick way to impeach. It's ironic, because in the last impeachment, I chastised the Democrats for impeaching on the thinnest record in the shortest period of time of any presidential impeachment. They've now outdone themselves. They're going to go straight to the floor, essentially, and just do an up or down vote. That's the type of impulse by impeachment that we thought the Constitution would deter.
President-elect Joe Biden announced his administration will prioritize economic aid for businesses in part based on race and sex of the business owner. Biden saying he will prioritize Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses and woman-owned small businesses, saying they will finally have equal access to resources. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.